Support comes from Red Stag Supper Club, featuring weekly live music and a late-night happy hour, serving brunch, lunch, dinner, and late night 7 days a week, focusing on locally farmed ingredients. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, a noun in verbs clothing.
And now it's time for everybody's favorite game show.
Name That Verb!
With your host, Skip Thompson!
Welcome to Name That Verb, the game where we give you a sentence and you have to...
Name that verb!
Oh, that is correct. Now let's meet our contestants. She's a computer programmer from Pasadena, California. Everybody welcome Laura Chapman.
Hi, Skip. And let me say hi to my husband, Jay, and also to Pumpkin, the cutest kitty in the San Gabriel Valley.
I'm sure she's watching.
What?
Okay, now let's meet our second contestant. He's an accountant from Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Everybody say hello to Dave Jankowski.
It's great to be here, Skip, but, you know, I'm not just an accountant. I also play bass in a Jay Giles Band tribute band. We're called Beguiling, and, in fact, this weekend we'll be at the Naperville Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay, okay, then. No plugging. Oh, let's get out of the game. Laura, you drew the short straw, so you get to go first. Name that verb in this sentence. The boy ate the apple. The boy ate the apple.
Oh... I know this.
3 seconds.
Eight?
That's right! Dave, now it's over to you. Name that verb in this sentence. Fred likes stamp collecting. Fred likes stamp collecting.
Oh, that's easy. It's collecting.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
What? Incorrect? No way.
The answer we were looking for is likes.
What about collecting?
That is what we call a gerund.
A gerund? What the heck is a gerund?
Today on Grammar Grader, we'll be talking about a tricky thing verbs do. They can become gerunds. According to Grammar, a student's guide by James R. Herford, a gerund is a form of a verb used as a noun. As such, it functions as a subject or object of a clause and acts as the head of a noun phrase. In English, a gerund ends in the suffix ing.
Hey, ing. Isn't that a global financial services company with Dutch roots?
Yes, ing is a global financial services company with headquarters in Amsterdam.
That's right, but today we're just talking about the suffix ing, as in walk becomes walking, look becomes looking, and so forth. Getting back to our topic, the Gregg Reference Manual defines a gerund as a verb form ending in ing and used as a noun. For example,
Frank is experienced in selling.
In this case, selling is a gerund. That is, it's acting as a noun. So selling here refers to Frank's career in the field of sales. Now, listen to this.
Frank is selling refrigerators.
In this case, selling is a verb, and its form is what's called a present participle, because it describes an action in action. The present participle follows a form of the verb to be, as in these examples.
Phil is washing dishes.
George has been running 6 days a week.
Mike will be traveling to New York later this afternoon.
Kathy was writing a letter to her mother.
In these preceding examples, the words ending in ing are verbs. Gerunds, however, act as nouns. So a word that ends in ing and sounds like a verb can actually be a noun, like in these sentences.
Jogging is a good form of exercise.
Bicycling is also good, and it's easier on the knees.
Golfing can be good exercise, too.
Yes, particularly with all the walking.
In the sentences we just heard, jogging, bicycling, golfing, and walking are gerunds. Gerunds also frequently form compound nouns, meaning nouns composed of more than one word. Here are a number of examples of compound nouns with gerunds in them.
Data processing.
Decision making.
Kite flying.
Problem solving.
Troubleshooting.
Speed reading.
Stamp collecting.
Some of these are two words, others are one word, still others are hyphenated. For the rules on which ones are one word, two words, or hyphenated, the Gregg Reference Manual recommends a dictionary as the best reference. And as far as distinguishing gerunds from verbs is concerned, context is the best guide.
Fred likes stamp collecting.
Noun. Stamp collecting is an activity, or simply put, a thing.
Fred has been collecting stamps for many years.
Verb. Collecting is something Fred does. It's an action.
Stamp collecting is a great way to learn about other cultures.
Noun. Again, collecting is an activity, a thing.
Some people find that collecting stamps has become more difficult in the days of self-adhesive postage.
Verb. Collecting describes an action.
So sometimes when it looks like there's no noun in a sentence...
Running is fun!
Look again. It just might be a gerund.
All right, Laura has already advanced to the next round. Now it's up to you, Dave. The only thing that can ensure you come back tomorrow is if you answer our triple challenge question.
Oh. Okay, I'm ready, Skip.
Okay, give me a sentence that contains a gerund.
Oh, no. No, a gerund?
Ready on the clock? Go! Just 5 more seconds.
Mm. Oh, man, I can't stand losing.
That's correct! Congratulations, Dave. You'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, that's great. What did I do?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Gregg Reference Manual by William A. Sabin, from Grammar, A Student's Guide by James R. Herford, and from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Tom Weber, Julia Schrenkler, and Dale Connolly. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, visit MinnesotaPublicRadio.org to check out other programs and podcasts. I can't stand losing you.